think this is coming down to that time of the year where it's business. You know, the next 12 games are massive. Every game is huge. Every game is a possibility for us to get closer to securing a playoff spot. So we have to look at every game this weekend as a possibility of bringing back 2 points.
What about the games coming as thick and fast? Is that an ideal situation?
That's the schedule that was handed to us. You know, you can look at it a million ways. It won't change. That's the schedule. We have to be prepared for it, and that's simple. Have I preferred to have more games early on? Probably, but it's not the end of the world. Other teams have done it. We're not the first team to do it, so there's no excuses. We just have to come prepared for the next 3-3 and the 4 games in 6 nights.
Okay, let's take them as they come then. Belfast away, and the last time you went there, you beat the Belfast Giants, and they're not on a good run at the moment. For a big club like that, they're struggling a bit, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's no secret. I don't think they're playing like they wanted to, and they want to, and I don't think they're getting the results that, you know, they were hoping for, especially at the beginning of the year. I think they had high hopes. But, you know, we don't want to be that team coming into their building and helping them turn it around. We want to come into their building and play a solid road game and find a way to win. And we found ways to win against those big clubs. So hopefully Friday we'll have another one under our belt.
Well, it'd be a lot easier to do it if you didn't get yourself behind the eight ball being 2-0 down, which is what you had to come back from last time you went in there.
Played a solid first period. We weren't allowing anything, but we made 2 mistakes, and it was 2-0 after, you know, a few minutes in the hockey game. But then we settled down. We stuck to the system for the next, you know, for the next 2.5 periods, and we played a really, really smart road game. And we're going to have to play that way Friday night. There's no secret. We can't go in there and hope to play run and gun with these guys, because we're going to get beat at that game. So we got to play to our system, play smart, play the way we played against Sunday against Edinburgh. Compete all night, work hard, and I'm sure that will give us the best chance to win.
Sheffield at home on Saturday night. And Sheffield have been your nemesis this season, haven't they?
Fortunately, that's the team we haven't beat once this year and haven't got any points at all against them. And I want that to change. I think they're a good team. I think they're probably the best team, if not. But it has to change now. We have to get points. We have to beat them. We have to change this around. Because Sheffield, if we make the playoffs, that's a team we can face in that first round. So we have to come into our building, protect our house. And we played well against them when they came in here, but we didn't get any points. Hopefully now, Saturday, it's going to be a good opportunity for us to get the 2 points.
How are you going to do that then? What's the process?
It's going to be the same thing every game this weekend. It's going to be play smart defensively. I mean, before this last weekend, we were playing well defensively. We weren't giving up too many chances. When we were, Brownie was there to bail us out, but we have to come back to basics. We have to play tough in front of our own net. We have to play tough in the corners. We have to limit our mistakes. We have to limit the on-man rushes, and that will give us a great chance to win. If we play better defensively, that will give the Hull Stingrays the best chance to win.
Sunday against Dundee, it's a game that you simply can't afford to drop their bottom of the league and cut adrift.
But Dundee have been a team that won twice against us this year in regulation and 3 times in total, so we owe them a bit of retribution, and you know that's 2 points we have to get at home, in front of our home crowd, our third game in 3 nights, but we do have to get the points on that night. And I say this a lot, every game is an opportunity for us to get 2 points, and there's no exception on Sunday, and that's a game we have to get, because unfortunately Edinburgh played Dundee twice again, Fife played Dundee twice again, so you want to get those points against that team, especially when they face your playoff rivals.
Is it the fact that they're bottom of the league that could undo you with players thinking, well, we only have to go on the ice and win?
We're going to have to evaluate that, you know, before the game or after Saturday night's game, because it's going to be depending on the guys. If the guys are exhausted from the 2 games in 2 nights, if the guys are tired, we're going to have to look at the Dundee game differently. We're going to have to maybe stay back a little bit more. We're not going to be able to go on the offense like maybe we would hope, because unfortunately we won't have the legs. So it's going to be a situation where we're going to evaluate it before the game and see what would be the best for us to win the game. And ultimately it comes down to winning the game. It comes down to getting the 2 points, and that's a game, you know, you have to win. Not wanting is you have to win that game.
Okay, well, 3 games in 3 days. What would be a good return? What would be a return that would satisfy the coach?
You know, those are the tough questions, but I think just going to every game, hoping to get the 2 points. I mean, it starts Friday. we want to go in there, we want to get the 2 points and leave. You know, it's the same thing on Saturday, it's the same thing on Sunday. To make expectations and to say, you know, I only want 3, 4, 2, I want to go into every game wanting to win. So ideally, it's 6 points.